Hey, what's going on? I'm Lawrence from LawrenceDoes.com, and this is your daily market update. All right, so what's going on, guys? Welcome to the show. Today, we're going to start it off in Desert Hot Springs. If you guys have been listening to the every episode and you've been staying pretty current with the market, you know that Desert Hot Springs has been moving quite a bit. The reason why is the price points are very affordable for first-time home buyers or maybe new investors that are trying to get into the real estate market. So it's got a lot of activity, even though December tends to be a slower part of the quarter and to finish out the year with the holidays. As of right now, I look like I have about five that we're going to touch on really quickly. One of them is just recently sold. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath, built in 2005. This house has a pool. There's not a lot of pools in Desert Hot Springs. You would think that there would be. But because of the price point, it just doesn't really make any sense. This one sold for $250,000. It was sitting at about 1,513 square feet. And just a little tidbit, it sold for $9,000 less than the list price. Regardless, still a great deal for both buyers and sellers. Congratulations to both the agents on that side. As we go down, I have four properties that just came on the market today. Actually, three of them just came on, and one of them is a price change. We're going to start with a price change now, and this one's a two-bedroom, two-bath. Built in 1984, doesn't have a pool, but it's sitting at 1,362 square feet. It is now listed at $130,000. The next one we're going to talk about is a property that just came back on the market. Not really sure why it would happen there, but it's a three-bedroom, two-bath, built in 2007, so it's a relatively newer home in Desert Hot Springs, 1,280 square feet, so it's a little smaller, but it's just back in the market today, and it's sitting at $198,500, so you can grab that property for less than $200,000. I will tell you this, I got a new property, kind of cool, I like this property here. I was taking a look at the pictures because it kind of piqued my interest. This is the one-bedroom, two-bath. Built in 1947, so it's one of the older homes in Desert Hot Springs, but it's really updated and it looks really nice. It actually has a pool in the backyard as well, and it sits at around 1,200 square feet, just under that, like 2 square feet under. You can grab that property for $175,000. I think that's a great price. I would definitely take a look at that if you're in the market, if you want like a nice little investment property or just a nice place to call home. And the last one that we're going to talk about is another new property. I think this is where you're going to find probably the nicer homes. I wouldn't say the nicer homes, but in this price point, I think you can get a great home at a great price, and it's still really affordable. So at $239,900, you can get a four-bedroom, two-bath, built in 2004, and this one's going to be 1,575 square feet. A great home for Desert Hot Springs. Again, I think where the margins are and looking at the houses and just the value of the home, I think in that 250, 240 range, if you do a great job and you find a house that you really like and your agent can get you something, I think that's where you really want to be at for value and price-wise. But again, that's Desert Hot Springs, a lot moving. If you want to take a look at any of these homes, you know where to find me. So let's talk about La Quinta, California, the LQ of the HQ of the desert here. I only got one property. This one just did come on the market today. And, you know, compared to DHS, that's why it really matters about, of course, location. So this one here is a three-bedroom, three-bath, built in 2004, no pool here. And it's sitting at around 1,641 square feet. It's going to run you about $425,000, but still a really nice home. And to be honest, it's a fair price for La Quinta's market right now. So if you're in the market for La Quinta or you're looking to sell, again, guys, don't be afraid of putting your house on the market during the holidays. I know a lot of people tend to shy away because it tends to slow down. But on the flip side of that, there's going to be less houses on the market. And the ones that are in the market to buy, there's going to be less for them to look at, so your house has a chance to stand out. It's a better time to purchase, to at least list your home, especially in a very tight market. All right, and let's finish off the show with Palm Desert. Normally, I like to do a little bit of Palm Springs, some Indio, but to be honest, there's not a lot going on today. It's just a slower day. So we're going to go with Palm Desert to finish off the show, the city that I call home. It's the heart of the valley, I like to say, because I feel like it's right dead center in the middle of it. And I think just it's got a lot of history, a little older city, but with still some nice value where you get some older homes and some newer homes. This one here is going to be an older home we're going to talk about. This one was built in 1957. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath. sitting at 2,527 square feet. It's not new on the market. Unfortunately, it looks like it's trending downward. It just got its price reduced just because I'm not really sure why, but we'll take a look at it. It does have a pool. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. It is now listed at $449,900. So about $450 and some change and you're good to go. I think it is a nice home. It's in a great area. I know where this house is. I know the area very well. For that price point, I don't want to really give it away too much, but I know that we can give that house a shot if you're in the market for Palm Desert. Again, a great city right in the middle. You can be in Palm Springs within 5 to 10 minutes. You can be in La Quinta or Indio within 5 to 10 minutes. You can be in the freeway. There's just a lot of great places. Of course, the college is here. So I love Palm Desert. If you're in the market to buy and you want to look for a nice property, this might be the place to go. And that will do it for today's daily market update. As always, I'm Lawrence from LawrenceDoes.com, home of the Valley's Best Buyers Program, where I give my money out of my pocket to my buyers so that they can purchase a home. You can go to LawrenceDoes.com, L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E, Does.com. And you can click on the button that says free coffee. I'll buy you a free cup of coffee. You can sit down, talk about all your real estate needs, whether you want to buy, you want to sell, you want to list, or anything else in between that. And we can just go over all your wants and needs. I'm here for you, okay? Or, of course, you can always call me at 760-567-2226. 760-567-2226. Last but certainly not least, remember, most agents won't care about you, but Lawrence does, the people's agent.